This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
With me is barrister and former Fianna Fáil minister, Mary Hanafin, to look at some of the stories that may not yet have come to your attention. Prime amongst them, we were told that the government's effectively hair was on fire with the desire to pass legislation to ban scramblers. Now it has been delayed.
Well, it appears that the legislation that was passed in 2023 required other regulations to be passed, and that didn't happen for over 2.5 years because there were other competing interests within the department. Now, but let's be clear, that is not to say that you could just take your scrambler bike out of the field and put it on the road. You couldn't do that anyway, right? The law goes back to 1961 for all of the road traffic offences, but specifically in 2023, if you had a registered scrambler that you were using on your farm or whatever, you were allowed to put it on the roads. But if it was unregistered, which of course a lot of them are, you were never allowed to have it on the road anyway.
Well, this is the thing that baffled me. When before this legislation was passed, while it was still being discussed, the Gardaí went out to Ballymun and collected something like 400 scramblers out of people's houses and around the area. If they had the capacity to do that without new legislation, what purpose does this serve?
The big difference in the regulations now is that there's now a complete ban on scramblers in public places, whether they're registered or not. And I think that is a significant one because we've seen unfortunate accidents and particularly tragic death of a young woman, Grace. So there's no reason why people should have a scrambler bike on the roads. But now the Gardaí, with these new regulations, not only have the power to seize, like you've just mentioned, they can actually go in now to the back of a private property and can take it from there. Now, that's an unusual one and a very strong power that they've been given. They can also destroy them. So people who are using them simply for recreational purposes, who are extremely dangerous, they now are much more likely to be caught because of the new regulations.
And I assume that there has to be some, is there a warrant support required for them to go into premises, or do they just have to show they had reasonable suspicion?
Now you're catching me. So do not ask me for legal opinion at this hour of the morning on something I know absolutely nothing about.
Well, let me double down then by asking you for legal opinion on another one, which is we have the story that the arrest has been ordered for Martina and Amy Burke, this being Enoch Burke's mother and Enoch Burke's sister, because a judge has effectively said that their behaviour was exceptional and venomous, and that the entire family performance needs to end. So they are due to get arrested and jailed. Both as a barrister who spends your time down at the Four Courts and as a former government minister, what do you do in a situation like that when people are willfully pushing back at the system?
And to add, not just barrister and former government minister, but as a teacher, right? Mrs. Burke is a teacher who runs apparently a very successful grind school. Young teenagers, probably leaving certs, turned up there yesterday and were quietly, by a female member of the family, asked to move away. If somebody in her class behaved the way that she behaves in court, she'd have thrown them out and there'd be absolutely no question about it. There's two significant issues. There's that behaviour in the courts, and I have to say, judges are extremely tolerant and patient with lay litigants. Apparently in the Court of Appeal, about a third of cases are actually lay litigants. These are people who are genuine, who are upset, who feel that their case is the most important case in the world. And every case before the courts is the most important case before the world, in the world. But judges are very, very tolerant and patient and give people time. But the likes of the Burkes are in danger of destroying that for everybody else.
But this is the bit that I don't understand. I am no lawyer, but one of the principles of law I understand is don't roar at a High Court judge.
Sorry, don't roar at the teacher, don't roar at the church, don't roar at the priest, don't roar at anybody if you're looking for something. Don't go into a shop Don't go into a restaurant and roar at people if you're looking for something. And the other person who really was brought to book yesterday by the court was Amy Burke, who's a solicitor. And the judge called her out, particularly saying that he's going to report or ask, rather not report, but ask the Law Society to consider opening a disciplinary investigation into her actions. Because as a professional solicitor, she has been trained and has a professional duty to the court, which she has broken right across the board.
But what do you do when it is evident that the people involved see the punishment as quasi-martyrdom, that they don't fear the punishment? Are we in a cycle like this that goes on in perpetuity now?
Yeah, but that might be a different matter when you end up in Dulcis. Right? Dulcis is the women's prison. And the people who are in Dulcis are people who have offended, people who have drugs problems, people who have a very different background to the Burkes. Might soften their cough for them if they're in there for a couple of weeks.
Well, a little bit later in the programme, we're going to be talking to John Lonergan, the former governor of Mountjoy, about what that experience may hold in terms of cough softening. Let's look at something a little bit lighter and more positive to wrap up. The town in England, blighted by squirrels.
There's many a town in Ireland and England that has lots of squirrels. These ones, unfortunately, were hiding their acorns in the car engines when garages started to notice a very abnormal rise in engine problems. Now, on the one hand, where they found squirrels had put up to 200 acorns in one air intake pipe, said not uncommon. On the other hand, they said that a lot of the owners of the cars were delighted that it was only a squirrel that did this. But a couple of years ago, foxes were causing a lot of problems of the engines in Dublin.
Were they?
Foxes, and were kind of under the car and kind of biting away at them, and there was some problem. But John Connolly, TD, who was on here earlier with you, was telling me that there are no grey squirrels west of the Shannon. That the grey squirrel never got further than the Shannon. So they don't have any of the problems with the
grey squirrels.
So the
reds squirrels. Are still
the red squirrel,
fighting back.
Our native Irish red squirrel should be protected even more because it might protect your car as well.
Mary Hanafin, thank you very much. That is barrister, former Fianna Fáil Minister, Mary Hanafin. Coming.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.